Did Barbara and I, in our courtship, find waiting easy? No, we didn't. At times, it was extremely difficult. But I think here comes into play something that we said we wouldn't speak of, and that is a religious belief and faith, and a life of prayer that you might share with your partner. We believe that religion's greatness to us in this embrace is not so much the truths that it teaches, because our religious faiths, by and large, teach us truths that are natural truths. They didn't think up premarital chastity. That concept would have validity if we had religions or not. They reinforced this as a value, but it wasn't the religion's idea. This is a natural need and a natural good. No, we think the greatness of having a religious faith, a prayer life, and a God's presence that you can share is the strength that it gives you mutually to persist in a way of going that you may be convinced is the best way. This, for us, was our experience.
So how do you make this great marriage? How are you going to find this great person to spend a lifetime with? It depends strictly on each of you. The only answer is become a great person that a marvelous person of the opposite sex wants to spend a lifetime with. You have to be a prize package to merit that great person for a lifetime. So thank your lucky stars that you're having a chance to get an education, to develop your talents, to become a person of worth and value, because ultimately you marry a person. You don't marry a body. That's the one thing that's replaceable any day in the week. You marry a person, that one unique, individual, marvelous person that you want to share an entire life with. Become the kind of person that will rate a great partner.
Remember that your honeymoon is it's just your ticket to start trying. If we look back at our honeymoon after we were married a year, we could laugh at our amateur status. We thought it was good then. And 5 years later, we could look back and chuckle at what we thought was a good life. We could say after 5 years, now we've really got it. But then at 10, we could reminisce again. And last summer at our 20th anniversary, we found just year by year and month by month, new greatness, new magnificence, new security, new fulfillment between the two of us. Not just over the breakfast table, but in bed together too. Life, when properly begun and unselfishly shared, becomes better and better and better. And the sexual relationship that reflects that life joins it and becomes better and better and better. That is, if you don't goof at this level.
We close wishing each of you to be able to find the love, the joy, and the happiness that we have found in our marriage. Thanks for having us.